Hey, mamas, I know it's easy to hide, to pretend that you can handle it all, take care of everyone, control all outcomes, keep the peace, and deny your feelings as you go. Strike that. It's not easy at all. That's a myth we tell ourselves day after day as we deny the reality of how we are feeling. What are you afraid to see? It takes a lot of work and your life force to maintain the farce that everything is okay when it's not. It's also okay to not be okay, to be afraid of next steps in the vast unknown, to feel stuck. It's also okay to declare the truth that something has to change and that you can no longer deny what you see, feel, and know. It's okay to have needs, desires, and wants. It's okay to want to feel alive again. And that doesn't make you a bad person, Mama. It's what I want to talk to you about today. I'm calling this conversation Blinders Off. Hi there, mamas. Welcome to the Intuitive Divorce Podcast. I'm Kristen Noel, certified divorce coach and creator of the Best Self Intuitive Divorce, a game-changing program that transforms the experience and outcomes of divorce, one mother at a time. I call it Divorcing Differently. I'm here each week bringing you a quick message to support, inspire, and empower you to achieve the outcomes you want for yourself and your kids. So let's dive into today's episode. Do you feel like you're suffocating in the status quo right now? Kind of squirming in your own skin, unable to get comfortable? Maybe it's time to listen. When we're in discomfort in any way, body, mind, or spirit, it's a call to lean in and to listen to what needs to be heard. And maybe it's time to take the blinders off, Mama. To stop pretending that you've got this under control, that you can handle it all, that you can continue denying what you feel, see, and know to be true. The reality is, that's a lot to carry around. Besides, the truth will eventually find its way out one way or another. It can only be contained for so long. I'd start by asking yourself why you're trying to contain it anyway. How can you possibly be benefiting from denial? That's the voice of fear whispering in your ear. But fear keeps us stuck exactly where we don't want to be. Remember, fear is an acronym for false evidence appearing real. It falsely tells us that the unknown is worse than the known. It falsely tells us we can't handle the truth. It can be paralyzing and stop us in our tracks just as we begin to create momentum in the direction we desire. Hey, it's okay to acknowledge discomfort. It's okay to admit you're scared. And it's equally as important to speak your truths. You want out. You want more. You want to feel alive again. You want to feel like you. But you don't know how. And this version of you may feel very far away. That's understandable because if you're in this community, you're likely well-versed in keeping the peace, caretaking, attending to the needs of everyone else, and pasting on a smile as you do it. And let's not forget about making excuses for the bad behavior of others. However, showing up in life isn't about being something or someone you aren't. It isn't about squeezing yourself into a box that you don't fit in or accepting a role in the narrative of someone else's story or losing yourself. It's about writing your own. And the dirty little secret is that you have needs too, Mama. Oh, and by the way, that doesn't make you selfish. So many women have become adept at convincing themselves that they have to show up a certain way, be a certain way, feel a certain way, and yet they're shrinking on the inside. The longer we practice this, normalize it, and make it routine, the further we dull ourselves, the greater the distance becomes between us and the truth of who we are, what we are capable of, and all the possibility that lies ahead. And I get how this may all sound great in theory, but it also feels like having to learn a new language. It kind of is. I remind the mamas I work with all the time that they are flexing new muscles, and they need to have compassion and grace for this process. Think of it as rewiring an old house, upgrading to create clear pathways that are solid, safe, and grounded. The needs of so many mamas fall to the bottom of the laundry basket far too easily, and there they remain until something in that pressure cooker gives, and oh boy, that's usually ugly. We confuse love with sacrificing ourselves on the altar of motherhood. We confuse depleting ourselves as love. We confuse hiding our pain as noble love, but love is truth. Is this how you want to model love for your kids? Of course not. But if we want emotionally healthy kids, we have to highlight the path to get there, and what better way than walking the walk ourselves? What if you were simply to start by acknowledging your truth? What if you just allowed yourself to exhale and stop pretending? What if you could take off the blinders and see your life through a new lens? And what if you could believe that even if you don't have all the answers, even if you don't know what steps to take first, even if you're feeling really vulnerable and scared, you could still acknowledge that you are worthy of your desires, wants, and needs? Because you are, and your intuition is beckoning, actually banging pots and pans to get your attention. And did you know that listening to your intuition is radical self-care? As anyone who has worked with me knows, I love to point out how two truths can coexist. You can still want to leave an unhealthy marriage and be a good person. You can feel pain and you can heal. You can end something and begin another. Are you ready to take off those blinders, Mama, that have kept you feeling trapped? The journey through an intuitive divorce is one that helps you reclaim yourself. It reminds you that your voice matters, and how you divorce and the condition you are in while navigating it matters for you and your kids. It's about healing, revealing, and becoming. It's also about untangling in a manner that you can feel good about. It's strategic, and will provide you with the tools to divorce differently and save time, money, and heartache. Blinders off, Mama. There's a whole other big, beautiful world awaiting you on the other side of this pain. I promise. Thanks for listening to today's episode, but more importantly, for making this time for yourself. If you're a professional, independent mother facing off with divorce, struggling with your emotions, worried about your kids and your future, and want a better way to navigate it all, I've got two ways to completely change the trajectory of your divorce and your life starting today. The first is our free divorce workshop. In this training, you'll learn the three steps to get off the emotional roller coaster and take control of your divorce so you can save time, money, and heartache for you and your family. Simply go to intuitivedivorce.com/workshop. And the second way is to book a free strategy call with our team, where we'll dive into your situation, your struggles, what you really want, and outline a path to get you there. For a short video and the booking link, go to intuitivedivorce.com/call. Check it out, and I'll see you inside. Now I have a favor to ask you, Mama. If you enjoyed this conversation and were inspired in your own divorce, please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future juicy talks. And I'd be so grateful if you'd leave a review so together we can help other mamas walking in the same shoes.